Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Frankfort Head Girls Basketball Coach Brian Ebert after a win last night, 49-43 over Donovan West. And Coach, this was a fun one to call. You guys got off to a really hot start. You outscored the Mustangs 15-2 in that first quarter. How important was it to have Tanith Soul knock down those three threes?
Well, it's always important to get shots. And Tana has that capability. If you leave her open and she's on that night, better guard her because she can pour them in. Really glad to see her play well. I thought Ashlyn Dollinghouse played really well for a freshman. She led us in scoring. So I thought our kids, every one of them that got on the court, contributed.
Absolutely. I mean, it seemed like whenever Donovan West was starting to crawl back into the game, you guys were able to keep him at arm's length. And I don't think you guys had your lead never got smaller than 6 points, I believe. I think it was the smallest it got, and that was the final score. But the final score wasn't quite indicative of how dominant your team was last night. And kind of just talking about how great your defense played in this game, they only allowed those 2 points in the first quarter, only allowed 7 points in the third quarter. And speaking of that quarter, how important was it for you guys to turn things around after not a great second quarter defensively?
Yeah. You know, it was important that we did that. You know, we got in a little foul trouble there in the second quarter. Emma Hardwick and Hattie Gross and Greeley, they all had two fouls, so I had to kind of play it kind of iffy, I guess, how to play them, putting them in and switching them out and trying to just buy minutes little bit by little bit and not allow them to get their third foul. So that was important that our kids, you know, played well in the third quarter. Second quarter, we didn't have our normal personnel out there the whole time. So I thought, like I said, all those other kids really stepped up and played big minutes for us.
Yeah, you guys had a total of seven scores, and you touched on the freshman, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, coming up off the bench, and she was our player of the game last night. She was phenomenal, as you mentioned, 14 points for her. She had 8 in the second quarter, 6 in the fourth quarter. How important was it for her to really find her stride in that fourth quarter and give you guys the big-time bucket?
Well, it was very important, obviously, as a freshman, hopefully to build her confidence. She's that type of girl, kind of like Tana. You know, she's on, you better guard her. You better get a hand in her face because she can pour them in. And I'm very happy to see both of them play well for us offensively. We're down a couple people. Taryn Parsons is home sick. So she didn't play. Katie Keller was in a car accident, so she had stitches in her legs, so she wasn't able to play. So we were down a few people, and I thought our kids rose up to the challenge.
Yeah, they certainly did. You guys get the win. You guys stay undefeated. And now you guys are 7-0 in the regular season, 3-0 in league play. And coming up here on Friday, you guys have a game against Hanover. This is going to be a fun matchup.
Yeah. You know, anytime you go to Hanover, you better be ready to play. Try to express that to the kids. Go play. Have fun. Kind of like you did last night. I thought our kids played fairly loose. Seemed really confident. And that's what I like to see out of our kids.
Absolutely. Coach, best of luck on that game on Friday. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
That was Frankfort Girls Head Basketball Coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.